Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, the voice of sanity, the voice of the Word of God, the Word of the U.S. Constitution, backed by that of experience and testimony and sacrifice. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you as to what we're talking about even now. It's what applies the most. It's in your face 24/7. And I know people are sick and tired of it. You just heard during the break, friends. Now they're going to start mandating stay-at-home orders. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go buy some kites for all these governor's friends because I'm telling you right now they can go fly them. Absolutely. Again, friends, the burden of proof lies on them. Who has given you that authority? There's no constitutional statutes, laws, in which you can enforce that which asserts the U.S. Constitution. This is what the federal judges are saying. There is no exception to the pandemic concerning the Constitution. You can't just do away with the law, but this is what they did in Germany. Okay? You also heard them, by the way, just pointing out another similarity between Hitler's Third Reich and what you're seeing today. As you're talking about, well, you're listening to him talk about essential workers, essential businesses. Did you know what the Jews were talking about behind fences, friends, when they were working as slaves? Were essential workers. Remember this? It's all there, friends. It's interesting how the people across the United States are beginning to see the comparisons. And it just only goes to show you that history does repeat itself. We need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, not take on the new thing. And folks, for the people in this country to accept the fact that you just throw away the U.S. Constitution over a virus that they can't prove to the degree that they say it is insane. It's insanity. But then again, keep in mind, the people in Germany also gave up their guns for the good of all of them, remember? And then they found out that it wasn't a good idea when they were taken out into fields and shot down by their own government. Remember all this? Yeah, that's, brother, you're just fear-mongering. No, I'm not. And if I am, it's a filial fear, not a diabolical fear. But if it's diabolical, it means you haven't repented yet. Okay? I just want to make clear as to what's going on here in this country. Stay-at-home orders. Americans, are you listening to this? I want to say this. I did a show yesterday. This is not going to stop until you put a stop to it. Americans, this is not going to stop until you, Americans, individually and corporately, put a stop to it. I've said it a million times since this has all started. They don't have the constitutional authority to make you do anything. And if this is the first time you're listening, so you know what they've done to businesses. And actually, the businesses did it to themselves when they took the money from the state, when the state stole their money from taxpayers and reallocated it to them to begin to take their orders and telling them that if those customers that walk through your doors don't comply with our unconstitutional edicts, then you don't let them buy or sell. I kid you negative. Revelations 13:10. Read it when you get a moment. Don't let them buy or sell. That's what our Jezebel set out in Michigan. Come on, let's call it for what it is, friends. Let's begin to call them for what they are, because until we do, nothing's going to change. They're criminals. And if this isn't crime, I want to say this. If you put yourself into their position, they would be calling you out for being a liar, a fraud, and they would call you a criminal for what you're attempting to perpetuate had it been you in the seat that they're caught in. What are you talking about? Let me go over really quick. I want you to hear this because this is another criminal politician. And I said criminal politician, okay? Read Article 2, Section 4. They can be removed for the smallest of misdemeanors. But another criminal politician exposed again. I want to say this before I play it. Isn't it interesting how Americans take heed to them that don't even believe in their own lies? As I said earlier, they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to live the truth. And what's sad about all of this is the only ones that believe these frauds are the very people, Americans, that should know better. And frauds they are. This is Denver Mayor Hancock. I want you to listen to this. And if you're listening to me out there in Denver right now, which I know I'm live, Brian Roberts is your manager out there. Hey, Brian. I want you to tell the guys that did the report, take the time and call these guys and tell them thank you for doing your job because they did a fantastic job. This is this report, friends, which comes down exposing Denver's Mayor Hancock. I'm just going to let them tell you. Go ahead.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock gave you the bird for Thanksgiving, told you to stay home for the holiday during the pandemic, but then he got on a plane to go see his family out of state. His hypocrisy might not have become national news today, except someone tipped off our Marshal Zellinger that the mayor was ignoring the guidelines that he set for the public.
Thanksgiving is now less than a week away.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is not home for the holidays. A tip led us to find out he flew out of DIA this morning to Houston. His office confirms his final destination was Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with his wife and daughter at his daughter's home. Oh, here's the mayor on Friday.
I'm asking, I'm urging, I'm pleading with everyone. Please stay home.
In that COVID-19 response update, he talked about not having a 50-person family and friends Thanksgiving like he normally does.
We're going to be doing a Zoom so that we can at least see each other on Thanksgiving.
What he failed to say was that Zoom would be happening in Mississippi, where his daughter recently took a new job. 1 week ago, the mayor sent this email to city employees. The second line reads, "As the holidays approach, we all long to be with our families in person, but with the continued rise in cases, I'm urging you to refrain from travel this Thanksgiving holiday." His flight to Houston was scheduled to leave Denver at 9:20 a.m. 37 minutes before that, this tweet was sent from his official mayor's account. Pass the potatoes, not the COVID. Avoid travel if you can. Though the image also says what to do if you can't avoid travel. Here's the mayor 1 week ago.
Stay at home as much as possible. Put those social gatherings on hold for the time being, including extra care for Thanksgiving.
We asked to talk to the mayor about this after he landed in Houston, but an interview was not arranged.
Mm. You were both at a news conference last week encouraging people to alter their Thanksgiving plans and caution about travel.
This afternoon, I asked Governor Jared Polis if he knew Hancock was leaving town, particularly after sharing the podium to announce new COVID restrictions last week, and if he could share that stage again after the mayor's travel today.
So no, I've not had any conversations with the mayor about his Thanksgiving plans and was not aware of them.
He did not address the question about having the mayor join him to promote COVID guidance in the future.
I'm going to play the rest of this right on the other side of this break, friends. It gets even better than this. Okay, what he's doing is saying, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Friends, another politician busted. If it was for real, then why is it that they're not listening to their own mandates? Because they know it's a fraud. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to resume play on this video. Just to get you caught up, if you've just joined us, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. What we're talking about right now is Denver Mayor Hancock. He flies to visit family for Thanksgiving. The Denver Mayor, Michael Hancock, told people to avoid travel in order to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus, which is at its record levels in the city. Folks, firsthand experience tells me the opposite is true. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock boarded a flight to Houston ahead of Thanksgiving despite his warnings that people should stay close to home and only spend the holiday with their own household if they can. Folks, he needs to be impeached and he needs to be prosecuted. I'm talking to my friends in Denver, Colorado right now, broadcasting live into that city. With that said, friends, you need to deal with this guy because if you let him go, he's going to do it again and he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. Look at the Bushes. Look at the Clintons. Look at the Obamas. Friends, they don't stop on their own accord. You have to put a stop to it, and only you are going to be able to do this. I want you to listen up to the rest of this report because, folks, they did a fantastic job exposing this criminal for exactly who he is. Listen to the rest of this.
Of our family and our dog, Gia, and that's because we care deeply about our extended family, and I haven't seen my parents in 9 months, and that's very hard.
This is the governor.
This afternoon, the mayor provided this statement, ending with, "I made my decision as a husband and father, and for those who are angry and disappointed, I humbly ask you to forgive decisions that are born of my heart and not my head."
Really?
I reached out to the city to talk to the directors of all of the departments that the mayor has either appointed or the directors that are part of his cabinet to find out if they're doing as he says or following his lead. So far, one person I found, the city attorney, has also left town. So far, everyone else is still here. Kyle, when I woke up this morning and we see this tip, my first thought is, there's no way. And you make that call, and you try to confirm information, and here we are now.
Yep. Listen.
The layers of this. I mean, there's the mayor's obvious arrogance and the hypocrisy. There's the betrayal of everybody who is sacrificing this Thanksgiving. Then there's the real public health impact, because is he going to stand up there next to Governor Polis again while they're going to ask people to follow rules? I mean, the first question from you or any other reporter is going to be, do you plan on following them this time?
No.
And the governor had two chances to answer that, my question, and a Fox 31 reporter followed up with it, and he stuck with, I didn't know that the mayor was leaving, and then pivoted to what he's doing for his own family, and maybe that's a backdoor way of telling the mayor what he thinks, but he didn't explicitly say it, as he has said it to restaurant owners that perhaps want to defy also.
Wow.
Yeah, yesterday the governor calls business owners who are pushing back against health guidelines bad actors. He called people who weren't wearing masks selfish bastards.
Listen to this, friends.
But not a crossword for the mayor.
For the record, for those that did not know, Jared Polis is a sodomite. In every state in our union, sodomy is a felony. But this is what happens when you give criminals a green pass. A green light, a pass to go ahead and do whatever you want to do, and you're going to get exactly what you allowed. And the fact of the matter is you're going to reap what you sow. Jared Polis, the governor of Denver, Colorado, said businesses that are kicking up against these measures concerning these unconstitutional orders, okay, he called them selfish bees. The governor called businesses in that state a bunch of selfish bees, an expletive. Does that sound like an individual that's working for the people? Or does that sound like an individual that's at war with the people? He's at war with the people because he's self-condemned, because he's at war with God. Do you understand? You see how this works? God calls sodomites like Jared Polis, friends, an abomination. And again, when you give them a green light, do you think for one moment if they're going to walk in disobedience towards God, that they're going to be good to those that subject themselves under these individuals? No, folks. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, and he means to bring the state with him. And there's the problem that you're going to have in Denver. And you're seeing it little by little by little by little. The only people that are going to stop this, friends, are the American people. Well, what happens to a nation that refuses to hold their representatives to the standard of American government? Common law. What happens? Well, when you accept them, then the next one that I'm going to highlight here for you is Kate Brown. She's a bisexual. The people in Oregon gave her a green light to go ahead and become the governor of the state. What do you think she's going to do? I just ask you, what happens to a nation that refuses to really obey God and allow their representatives to counter God's moral law, to counter common law, to counter American government? They create policies that war against the law. You know, Psalm 94:20 tells us, shall the throne of iniquity, lawlessness, have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? Exactly. Exactly. What do the American people expect of their representative government when they act outside of their scope of authority? Especially when they themselves are immoral reprobates. Exactly what the folks, the way they act out, it's exactly who they are. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Governor Kate Brown from Oregon, who again is a known bisexual, she's the first to be governor ever in the United States, by the way. Which engaging in such behavior, again, is a felony in every state of our union, is responsible for advocating that which stands in stark contrast to American law. Again, their lifestyles. They make choices that war against God's law. And if you think that they're there to do you good, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. Romans 1:26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. When you look at state statutes throughout the United States talking about Jared Polis and Kate Brown now, it's interesting to note that they are on the book. They are called crimes against nature. Okay? When I was a little kid, I was always told that these kind of people were backwards. Yep, that's right. And speaking of Kate Brown, if she's backwards, and if you allow her to act out in such a fashion as a bisexual, well, you're going to reap backward judgments, and so it is. Read Isaiah 59. Okay? We know that, teeing this up, I'm going to play some more audio for you, teeing this up, a CBS reporter had came out probably 3 months ago, I have it appended to this article here. He said that this virus, this is what he said. Everything that I back up here, friends, I play it so you can hear it for yourself, or I give you the exact quotes. Okay? a CBS reporter, an insider, telling us, the American people, I'm sorry, he said, the virus is one of the greatest frauds. The virus is one of the greatest frauds. This is a CBS reporter. I just highlighted, friends, during the last segment, a governor who called businesses that refused to submit to his unlawful orders as selfish bees because his mayor was busted telling people what they're supposed to do in sacrifice of their Thanksgiving while he was busted at the airport flying to Mississippi doing the opposite of what he told his constituents, those that he's to serve, in doing. He did the exact opposite. But that should come as no surprise due to the fact that we've played these pieces where these politicians were busted on hot mics. Governors and representatives in Pennsylvania calling it political theater on a hot mic. A signer to deaf people standing behind the governor in the state of Michigan saying, we have to keep up the illusion of social distancing. Folks, come on. How long are the American people going to play stupid with these people? They have to put the proof in the pudding, and they haven't done it yet. Going back to Kate Brown, I want you to listen to what she's calling for. This was 2 days ago. She wants people to call the police on their neighbors if they're caught social gathering on Thanksgiving. This is what I told people for years on the radio. And I'm going to say it again. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians and throw them in jail after you impeach them, or else you're going to lose your freedoms. Because your freedoms are under attack. And I want you again to keep your eyes fixed on Christ crucified. And I want you to keep your eyes fixed on those in your family that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that are under attack today. Because if you tolerate this, you're tolerating these corrupt politicians to basically desecrate the memories and to step on the blood of those that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have today. And those that, out of gratitude, are greatly appreciative of what they did in their sacrifices. We live for what they died for. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15. I want you to listen to this. As a matter of fact, I'm coming up against a hard break right now. Boy, that time flies, doesn't it? We're going to come right back, and I'm going to play this governor, this bisexual, on COVID-19 testing. And folks, if you could watch what you're going to hear, it's more appalling. She is a narcissist. She's arrogant, and she has absolutely no business being there whatsoever. But the good thing is, for special interest groups, she takes orders, and that's exactly why she's there. 1 Kings 13:33.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Black Friday, now today's Small Business Saturday. Shoppers across the country being urged to support their small businesses that were hit especially hard during the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump's campaign is working on two fronts. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said on Friday, legal battles and state legislators. Giuliani saying that there are legal cases that the campaign could take to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. As far as the allegations of fraud that we're hearing from the Trump campaign, Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican of Florida, reminds us,
there's a difference between being able to prove fraud and then being able to obtain the remedies that would decertify election results. And I think the president has been pretty clear that he wants to expose the fraud, not just as a consequence of the 2020 election, but to try to ensure we have more integrity in our elections going forward.
USA Radio News. A new stay-at-home order in Los Angeles County has been handed down. Jeremy Scott reports from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
A new round of restrictions in the nation's most populous county start Monday amidst a surge in cases in the county and nationwide. Dr. Jeff Smith of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center tells KTLA 5.
We are starting to see an increase in the number of COVID patients that are being treated in the emergency room and released, as well as the ones who are being admitted to the hospital.
Hospitalizations in California are setting records of more than 80% over the last 2 weeks. The new restrictions on most public gatherings in Los Angeles County goes through at least December 20th. Retail stores and other non-essential businesses will be allowed to stay open for now. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The nearly 1.1 million travelers who crossed TSA checkpoints at airports the day before Thanksgiving were the most since March 16th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. We're broadcasting live into 132 cities right now, as well as 53 countries abroad. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, wanted to let you know, too, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Subscribe. You get an email every day of the week giving you 13 to 15 articles combating the lies, along with the fact that you'll always know where we're at if we're deplatformed once again. We were just deplatformed by that of YouTube last week. We have our attorneys working on it right now. What does that mean? Well, we'll find out in the up and coming days and weeks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on Join Us on Top Chat. Go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. And go ahead and click onto the video and join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We have Tracy calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks, Bradley, for all that you're doing for us.
Thank you, ma'am.
I just quickly wanted to say, first of all, Hosea 4:6, right? My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And because you've rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. And he tells us, they've forgotten the law.
That's right.
If we forget him, he tells us in black and white, I will forget you.
Yep.
And so brothers and sisters out there and people who want to stand up and be warriors, like, I just want to say, get out there and do it. You know, I made a call to the driver's license office. I have to get that updated. And I don't wear masks. My daughter doesn't wear a mask. We won't do it. No dirty diapers on our face. And so I called him in advance and I said, hey, what do? I cannot wear a mask. And they said, oh, well, we have face shields. I said, no, I can't wear a face shield. What do you have? What other accommodations? And it took probably 5 minutes of going back and forth and getting transferred around. But finally, someone got on the line and said, we have 2 appointments per month that you can come in without a mask.
Yep.
I said, great. Which one can I schedule? And that's what y'all need to do out there. You know, call ahead.
Yeah.
Make it a point that they have to accommodate you. They are a public servant, like you've shown us so many times.
Amen. And Tracy, I wanted to tell you, too, just an experience that I had this week. I was at a grocery store, and again, keep in mind, I'm 6'5". I'm a pretty big guy, and I got an attitude, and hopefully it's a righteous attitude. And I had a guy probably 6 feet away. We were going through the checkout lane, and all of a sudden I'm putting my groceries up there and just a couple things, and all of a sudden he was doing his thing, and I looked over, and again, he's about 6 to 8 feet away from me, and I wasn't purposely trying to stay away from him. He was done, so I just moved up. And because it's so far out of mind as to follow the dictates of what the governor's trying to force people to do here in the state, that I just act like, you know, I always have. I'm living my life the way that I always have. And he said something to me, and I looked over at him, and I said, I didn't hear you. And I knew the lady at the cash register. She's a really cool older lady. And she kind of looked at me, and I noticed her face getting a little red, and I sincerely did not hear him, Tracy. And I looked over at him again, and I said, I didn't hear what you said, sir. What was that? And he said to me, he said, you heard me. And right when he said, you heard me, the first thing that shot out of my heart was, brother, you need to shut your TV off. And what I'm telling you and what Tracy's telling you, friends, is when you take a stand, 9 times out of 10, these people don't know how to respond. They think that you're just going to roll over when they say, how come you don't have a mask on? Well, because I'm not as stupid as you are. That's why, for a better way of saying it. But it's the truth. And when you take a stand, you'll also notice that other people will look at you and they'll make a gesture, no mask. And I'll look at them, like, for example, one guy at a grocery store looked at me and said, no mask. I said, I'm not going to pretend with them. And he takes his mask off. He gives a couple expletives and throws it on the ground because they know it's a lie, Tracy. And right now, for as dark as the world is, it's time for the church to be the light, is it not?
And to stop bearing false witness against our neighbors.
Amen.
That's what it's doing. You put
Amen.
That mask on, you're saying, hey, I believe that this is protecting you and protecting me, when we know it's a lie. So if we feed into it, yes, we are breaking God's commandments. I'm not doing it for anybody.
Amen. I appreciate your phone call very much. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you, Tracy. I love it. And again, it only goes to prove and show the rest of us, why is it a majority of the women standing up and doing what the men ought to be doing? We high-five the women for doing that, for being obedient to the Lord. Just like that of Tracy. For such a time as this, the women are standing up, and what are the men doing? They're standing down, and they're sitting on the couch watching a bunch of full-grown men in tights fight over a pig ball, as if to suggest that's going to add to their life or to the lives of their future posterity. That's shameful, to say the least. We appreciate you, Tracy, very much. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back over to Governor Kate Brown, if you want to call her that. The first bisexual governor ever in the United States of America, Kate Brown, in Oregon. Folks, this woman, what she comes up with is just incredible. And it's amazing what she won't do. And it shows you that she's taking orders. Read 1 Kings 13:33. It's the baser sort that are appointed. Remember Benito Mussolini, remember Stalin, remember Mao Zedong, remember Adolf Hitler. They didn't want righteous men around them. They wanted scoundrels. And what did Benito Mussolini say? Scoundrels are easily dictated. Good men are not. Do you understand why this is happening? This is why they're packing these positions of governors and mayors and city officials, sheriff's departments, with homosexuals, friends, because they'll do their biddings. They're compromised and extorted men. And if you haven't learned from history now, friends, look to Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? That's good enough for me. It really is, because we're seeing it on the horizon again. And I want to say to the disobedient church, God will judge what you fail to judge. And you'll be a part of that judgment. Again, just ask Sodom and Gomorrah. But put it into scriptural context so you can take it away from what the hirelings in America have been preaching and how they've been preaching, friends, because it's out of context. God does judge wickedness, no question about it. Oregon governor, she said, call the cops on your neighbors if they have more than 6 people at Thanksgiving. All of you Oregonians, as she calls you, how is it that you put up with this? I'm just curious. Listen to this report, friends, and listen to the arrogance.
Okay. So, Governor, thank you so much for being here. We have a lot of questions for you, and we appreciate the time. First and foremost, I want to ask you about the pushback to the freeze that we've seen, both from lawmakers, from viewers of ours, everyday people, in some cases from law enforcement. I'll just read you a couple of examples. State Representative Bill Post said it's not just unconstitutional. It's not just that it's unconstitutional. It's not common sense. Clackamas County Chair-elect Tudy Smith has her now famous quote about being treated as second-rate slaves in Oregonians' own homes. The Marion County Sheriff's Office sent out a press release saying we cannot arrest or enforce our way
there
out
you
of
have
the
it.
Pandemic.
That's right.
So I know you see this as well. What's your, just first reaction to those reactions from people in Oregon?
Look, all of this is irresponsible.
Listen to her arrogance.
These are politicians seeking headlines, not public servants trying to save lives. My top priority.
Can you stop right there? Can you stop right there? It does serve me and you well to understand she's talking about saving lives. Okay? You heard her say it. It's about saving lives. These are the same people. These are the same criminals that are advocating the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. These are the ones that are talking about how they're saving your lives. These are the same people, criminals, that are releasing, friends, criminals from prisons back out onto the streets of America in their prospective states, endangering the lives of innocent people, threatening people that if they go to church, they'll go to jail, and simultaneously releasing criminals from jail. They want you to believe that it's about your safety. They want you to believe that they're there to save your lives. Consider the source. Oh, my goodness. These are the ones that have said Planned Parenthoods are essential, just like Adolf Hitler, right? Essential workers, right? They said that they are essential to keep open in casinos, in strip clubs, in whatever businesses they deem worthy, they can stay open. But they're getting their little goon squads to go around, their little social justice warriors, to find people that are disobeying their master, these useful little idiots, and that's exactly what they are, that are disobeying their master, to have them turned into the government for not obeying what is illegal in American Constitution. She wants you to believe, friends, that she really sincerely wants you to believe that she is saving lives. This is incredible. If you believe that, I got to tell you, there's not two sides to facts. And the fact is, they're responsible for taking lives. They are not responsible for saving lives in any sense of the word. Again, we're listening to this criminal right now, and a criminal she is, to God and to the people in her state, who's continuously assaulting the people in her state, now stating arrogantly that she's there saving lives, but she's also the one calling for the arrest of people that are gathering for Thanksgiving. Again, just do what she says. Don't pay attention to what she does. Listen to the rest of this.
Oregonians. Healthy and safe.
Healthy
That's
and
where
safe.
I'm focused. We continue to make decisions based on science and data, and we want to make sure that Oregonians can access health care, whether it's hospital beds or a nurse or a doctor when they need it. So that's why we're moving forward with these common sense measures that are based on science and data.
You say that they're public officials. They would argue that they're speaking on behalf of the people they serve, and they're saying these things because that's what they're hearing from the people they serve. So for Oregonians who, based on that logic, do feel that way, what would you say to the citizens?
Okay, I'm going to let her answer on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, heartbreak, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, welcome back. Final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If we get deplatformed again, friends, at least you're going to know exactly as to where we're at the next day. That's if you're on social media platforms right now. We're playing some audio right now from a criminal that's called a governor in the state of Oregon who's calling for the arrest of individuals that are gathering for Thanksgiving. Again, friends, the burden of proof lies on her, not on you. And that's one question she does not want to answer. That's why they're forcing compliance. Why are they forcing compliance? Because they've lost the narrative. And they're continuously losing the narrative. People are growing more angry and more angry as the days go on. And what do we see? Instead of them backing off and acknowledging the law and staying within their scope of authority, what do? They heightened their unconstitutional edicts to, now you need to stay home. No, folks, listen to me. As an American patriot under God in Christ, no. Obedience to God is being rebellion in rebellion towards tyrants. Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God, said Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and that of Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Ben Franklin, and folks, 52 other signers. Just wanted to let you know that, okay? Read the Declaration of Independence. That is your heritage. Our forefathers did not tolerate what you're tolerating today. They've given you documents to lawfully deal with what's going on in this country. And I'm telling you what, again, as I said during the week, they want to reset. It's time for the American people to clean house and get representatives there that actually uphold the law rather than attempt to tear it down and recreate it in their own ungodly images. Okay? So I want to finish this audio. And again, I'm sure I don't need to really kind of convey this to you in the sense of the arrogance of this narcissistic bisexual. And I got to tell you, you folks in Oregon, when you gave her a green light, you ought to know what exactly is coming behind. You should have known what sort of fruit she was going to bear. And now she's bearing it. And who's she grilling, friends? Who's she zeroing in on? She's zeroing in on the people. She's already lawless before you allowed her to become the governor. What did you expect? You reap what you sow. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. And so now you're there. But I'm here to tell you that you have the constitutional provision to impeach her. By the way, for the record, for those that did not know, I believe a city commissioner in the state of Michigan, I don't have it in front of me right now, but I know what I'm telling you is true, just approved the impeachment process, Article 2, Section 4, of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Those people are busy in Michigan, friends. They're busy. And the more they stand up and win the day, even when the Supreme Court stands behind the people, the governor stands up and she defies not only the people, but now also the Supreme Court in that state. Dictators, have you not learned anything from history? You can only oppress the people for so long. But see, the issue that we're having here as a preacher, I have to tell you, your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. That's why my message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read Acts 20:21. America needs to repent because you're under judgment. And this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about right now. Let's listen to a little bit more of this, and then I'm going to pull up my bride in just a moment. This is Governor Brown calling for the arrest of people that gather for Thanksgiving. Listen carefully.
Look, we have too many sporadic cases in Oregon. We can't trace these cases to a particular source. We have to limit gatherings and social interactions. The challenge is that our hospital beds in the Portland metropolitan area are reaching capacity, and our ability of our
that's not true at all,
doctors
friends.
And physicians assistants
that's
to
one
care
of their talking
for Oregonians
points.
Is at maximum.
Can you stop really quick? Again, I just got to counter the lies here, friends. What she's telling you right now is her selling points. If she's selling you fear as she brings in more dictates. Okay, and it's not healthy fear, it's a diabolical fear. What she's telling you about the hospital beds is a flat, bold-faced lie. And I can prove it, and I proved it 100 times. What they're telling you is what they're told to tell you. Because they can't prove that. You need to talk to Todd Starnes and Jason Jones and people all across the United States of America that when this first came out, and they were telling you about all the lines in the hospitals and the clinics, when they went there, they didn't find one person. This is what I'm talking about. If they lie to you once, they'll lie to you again, and they'll lie to you again. Read Proverbs 19:9 when you get a moment. Go ahead, play a couple more minutes of that, Judah.
Healthcare workers have been working day and night to protect and provide health care to Oregonians. We are very quickly reaching a limit to that capacity.
Yep.
And it's incumbent upon all of us.
We need the vaccination, Kate. Come on, we need the vaccination. That's what they want you crying out for, friends.
We're literally all in this together.
Uh-huh.
When people hear that law enforcement may be employed to enforce these restrictions, we saw people kind of maybe taking from that any myriad of meanings, in other words, kind of inferring what they might be inclined to infer. Can you just once and for all be very clear about what role law enforcement will play in enforcing this?
Sure. As always, we are taking an education-first approach. And the good news is that the vast majority of Oregonians are complying with these measures. However, these measures are enforceable by law.
They are not.
And those who
She's
don't
lying again.
Enforce these measures put every single one of
yep.
us at risk.
Yep.
That's
okay, that's good. Okay, so in other words, what she's doing, friends, is she's pointing at the finger that at the people that are not complying with her as being the problem, just like Mr. Depopulation Bill Gates, who said those that are telling people not to get vaccinated are responsible for killing children. Did you know that Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood, who's responsible for killing and murdering over 60 million babies in the womb? See, this is what Satan himself does. He's the accuser of the brethren. Revelation 12:10. Read it when you get a moment. See, this is what Joseph Goebbels used to tell his people. This is how they got the people, 80 million people in Germany, to bite on, to drink the cup of Kool-Aid that they were serving up every day. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. This is totalitarianism. You have dangerous people in office today, friends, that lawfully need to be removed, and they need to be prosecuted. Somebody just asked me, can Georgia, the governor, be there? Can he be impeached? Yes, it applies to all of us. We're all under the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. Nobody's above the law, but you see them acting outside of the law, which makes them unlaw. That's the definition of a criminal, friends. Folks, it's cumbersome at times to continuously tell the people the same things. But that's my job. That's what we do here. And so with that, friends, thank you for joining us today. I'm going to give the mic over to my bride real quick, and she's going to take it from there.
Well, I think after listening to the Sons of Liberty for any given amount of time, it is very clear that we have a job to do. And as Bradley just mentioned, it is cumbersome. You know, when you look at everything going on in the world around us today, it can be overwhelming. But the good news is that one man with God, or God with one man, is the majority. And for those of you who are listening, and every time that you tune in, you feel like, whoa, I'm just getting fired up. I'm getting moved to action. I'm being convicted. I'm being encouraged. And you want this message to spread across the globe. For those of you who are not aware, not only does the Sons of Liberty air in 133 affiliates throughout the United States, we also air in 53 other countries as well. So this is a worldwide international ministry spreading the message of truth and hope and freedom that can only be found through Jesus Christ 6 days a week all across the globe. But we need your support to be able to continue to do this. Don't think for one moment that we just spend our time, you know, twiddling our fingers. It's day in and day out, morning till night, doing the work of the ministry, preaching the gospel, raising the support that needs to be made to continue to go out and do what we do. So please support our work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on the Spread the Word button to become a son or daughter of liberty. Or if you enter the site, you can click on the donation button at the upper left-hand corner to be able to give a one-time donation. Now, all your donations are tax-deductible. Remember, we are coming into the Christmas season, so don't forget about all of our wonderful products and materials. We've got books, T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, you name it. It's all in our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You've got something on the list for everybody. And please remember, as many people like to do end of year donations, please don't forget us, because every day, day in and day out, we are not forgetting about you.
Amen. Folks, we do sincerely love you with our hearts. 1 John 3:18. We do what we do not because we have to. We do what we do out of gratitude because we know that this can be done. We're not gloom and doomers. We have hope in Christ. And I want to tell you what, if you're just hanging there and you say, man, I'm just at the end of my rope, well, I'm here to tell you to tie a knot and hang on. But put your faith in Christ, Hebrews 12:2, right? And when you do that, he promises that you'll overcome as to what you see in this world. And so it is. And that's exactly what we're going to do in another day and a half here. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
To sit.